triple lock. You just knocked it out of the park.
I like it.
But that's what it is. That's what's going on when we do these things.
Yes.
Man, and if it is really the peace of God, you will also have peace with the family of God. So it's not just going to be in your life, but now it's going to go out and it's going to have peace in the family of God.
Amen.
Come on, which are called of one body. That's what he's saying. He's saying now it's not just going to be a personal deal, but once it becomes a real personal deal, it's going to affect everybody else around you. That's the family.
Yeah.
That's the body.
Right.
Ooh, hallelujah. You're going to have praise on your lip, and you're going to be thankful in everything. Verse 16 said, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and spiritual and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord.
Have I really preached that long already?
Keep going. Why?
Got the mints out there. They're eating. 1 hour? Let the word of God, let the word, verse number 16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. I want you to stand. I don't want to rush this next portion because there's so much here. I could probably do it in the next 20 minutes, but I don't want to. So, Pastor, what this kind of, I'm teaching. And I understand it's not something that is necessarily, some things may have brought conviction to your life, and that's good, and that's right, and it's pure, and it's where it should be. But I gotta tell you, there's some of these things that I'm teaching on that is not, what we have done so much in Pentecost is we have become flash in the pan people. We get under conviction, come to an altar, we say our 5 to 10 minute prayer, and we don't change.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Now, and this is, I'm talking to us as a body, as a church, and this is instruction, and I don't want that to happen.
Amen.
I don't want that to happen. Now, don't get me wrong, I want you to pray.
But there's something that's got to run deeper inside of us that goes beyond a flash in the pan, a feeling conviction, running to an altar, saying a 5 to 10 minute prayer, and not really changing.
Right.
That's right.
Good.
Because what good are we really doing here today? Really, is all we've done is wasted a complete hour of your life if it doesn't change you.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Very true.
If this word doesn't take an effect inside of our hearts and actually change us in how we act, how we think, and how we live tomorrow, then we have utterly wasted our time.
Yes.
Yes. You've wasted your time,
yeah.
And I've wasted mine.
Yeah.
If the word of God does not bring about a change, it's got to bring about a change. And there's three different segments coming up in this next setting of scripture. And just for the sake of let's say a quick preview, he talks about husbands and wives, parents and children, and employees and employers. All fabulous subjects, but he's talking to the church. They're very, very powerful.
Yes.
And I don't want to just rush through them for the sake of saying, okay, I finished that message, I go on to the next one. Because that's not what it's really about.
Right.
And let me tell you, I have been tempted many times before to say, I just got to hurry up so I can go on to the next. I don't want to just go on to the next thing. I don't want to just go on to the next thing for the sake of going on to the next thing. And so we're going to stop here at verse number 15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body. Let the peace of God umpire. We do have a problem with letting God be the referee.
Right. Huh?
And some of us, if we're not careful, we'll be like Dennis Rodman and fight with the referee and act like a fool out on the court.
Yeah.
Right. Some of y'all may not know who Dennis Rodman is. That tells you just what era I was in. He was a he's a guy that, you know, brought all that funky, crazy hairdo. And before Dennis Rodman, you didn't see tattoos on basketball players hardly at all. It was very, very rare. But man, Dennis Rodman, man, he was a sicko.
Yeah, right.
And rebellious and in your face and everything. And now it's common. Yes. He's always fighting. I don't want to be like that. And, you know, there's other people that were known for that in the sports world. And I know I'm using it in the sports world because it's talking about an umpire, a referee, that were known for fighting and arguing with the referee. And they'd take a suspension and they'd take a $1,000 penalty for arguing with a referee just to prove their point.
Right.
Well, they're making $57 million for absolutely nothing. That's stupid, but it's $100,000 is nothing to them.
Right.
But let me, I don't ever want to find myself fighting with the referee.
Right.
I don't ever want to find myself fighting with God and telling him,
right,
don't tell me. I'm preaching to almost a congregation, almost that every one of you have the Holy Ghost. Now, may not be alive in you today. It may not be at the top of your list. It may have been a while since you've prayed through, gotten full of the Holy Ghost, and it's overflowing and splashing on everybody else. I understand that. But that's what we got to get to. Right?
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
And so the Holy Ghost is going to really rule or umpire your heart. You got to get full of His Spirit. You got to get full of His Spirit. I so desperately want, I told this to a preacher friend just last night. I said, I just want to somehow be like Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Because when I take these scriptures that Paul preached and I put them in the classification where Jesus would be, and He fits the mold perfectly. I said, Jesus fits the mold perfectly.
Right.
And so I want to be more like... Can we sing that chorus? To be like Jesus? You got that? Unless you guys had a better song. To be like Jesus? There is a sincere desire in my heart. And I'm not... I want us to pray for a few moments. We're going to sing this song together. You want to pray? You want to come down to the front and pray? You want to just pray there? You want to take some time? I want you to do that. I want us right now to take just a few moments and reflect on the Word of God. God, what have I put on? What have I put off? Maybe there's some things in our life here today that we need to put off. Maybe there's still some things that need to come off so that some other things can be put on. But as we sing this song, I want you to personally reflect. Look, as the Bible said, into the perfect law of liberty. Look into the mirror. Don't hold the mirror up for somebody else. Look at your own reflection. Oh, Jesus, to be like Jesus.